God said, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 through 21, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Man said, Christianity is a delusional religion that has no basis in truth and is confessed by the uneducated and easily led. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We are truly honored by your presence. Here you will presently find 773 faith-building features that will establish the inerrancy of God's holy word found in the Bible. Every Thursday, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. And three, imagine. You can download nearly 265 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. May our God bless you and your house with the beauty of holiness. Carnal academia, knowledge estranged from God, wants to malign and discredit the actual truth and to marginalize and ridicule to buffoonery all that embrace it. God is truth, Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Embracing God's word found in the majority text, found in the authorized King James Version, is foundational to all knowledge, and that knowledge is God. In the October-December 2015 issue of Answers Magazine under the heading Crazy Faith, you'll find the following. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia declared earlier this year that humanity has been around for at least some 5,000 years or so. This comment led to a no small amount of speculation about Scalia's beliefs concerning origins. One of the more extreme responses came from Jeffrey Taylor, a writer with Salon.com, who claims Scalia suffers from something called Faith Derangement Syndrome, FDS. According to Taylor, FDS sufferers exhibit symptoms such as belief in God and a young earth, and they desire to share their beliefs with others. Because of Scalia's so-called FDS and his rejection of human evolution, writes Taylor, he is unfit to serve and should be removed from the bench henceforth. End of quote. FDS, faith derangement syndrome. Do you have that? Satan doesn't want his prisoners to know the truth because of John 8:31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Unbelief has blinded the hearts of the disobedient. John 12:37 through 40 reads, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Years ago, I was speaking to a young man about Christ, a young man contending for unbelief. I told him I knew where he was, but he didn't know where I was. I could see him, but he could not see me. I once walked where he walked, but now through the blood of Christ and the new birth, I was in a place he could not understand. When dealing with the devil's doctrines, such as evolution, it is important to note that we fully understand their tenets of unbelief. We have considered them and found those tenets untenable, vacuous, and yes, foolish. But believers dwell in a place the unbelievers have never been. God Said, Man Said has published nearly 100 features that support God's record of a 6,000-plus-year-old earth and universe. Lately, the devil's reporters have attempted to draw out U.S. presidential candidates on the subject of the Bible's young earth versus the theory of evolution in an effort to discredit their IQ, somewhat similar to what they're trying to do to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Faith derangement syndrome, that's what they have. Several paragraphs from the August 2015 issue of Acts and Facts feature, titled No Bones About It, There's No Evidence Humans Evolved, follow. The author is nuclear physicist Dr. Vernon R. Cups. Charles Darwin published his landmark book, The Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection, in 1859. The secular humanists, who were searching for a hypothesis of human origins that eliminated the need for God, seized the opportunity and quickly integrated the evolutionary principle into their philosophical foundation. They proceeded to identify their philosophy, which science itself and systematically persuaded several generations to believe, that macroevolution, naturalism, and uniformitarianism were all scientific facts. However, most people are unaware that Charles Darwin questioned his own hypothesis of origin. He says, why, if species have descended from other species by insensibly fine gradations, do we not everywhere see innumerable transitional forms? The natural consequence of this philosophical approach to science, meshing philosophy and science together and insisting everyone swallow the mixture as a single proven concept, has been the demotion of man to the same level as animals, which is a very destructive idea. Only one eyewitness history actually records the origin of man, the Bible, which obviously supports creation. Other historical records of ancient man cut off rather rapidly, around 5,000 years ago, which, though not conclusive, is consistent with the biblical timescale. We do not find historical documents that go back further than Genesis. They're just not there. So that leaves us with the fossil record. The fossil record in its entirety clearly shows, one, fossils that are indistinguishable from modern humans are found in strata that secularists believe to be around 4.5 million years old. Yet the fossils of creatures that evolutionists believe to be our ape-like progenitors are estimated to be more recent. How can man predate his own supposed ancestor? Two, a supposed transitional form for humans called Homo erectus demonstrates morphological consistency throughout its entire alleged 2-million-year history, with no evidence of H. erectus evolving into something else. Number three, anatomically, modern Homo sapiens, that's us, Neanderthal, archaic Homo sapiens, and Homo erectus all lived as contemporaries at one time or another. These were all people, as we define modern people today, 100% human, with only subtle ethnic differences in their anatomy. Number four, Homo habilis fossils are contemporary with Homo erectus fossils. Therefore, H. habilis could not have evolved into H. erectus. Plus, some evolutionary paleoanthropologists regard this species as possessing an invalid name, since the fossils are so sparse and of circuitous origin. Number five, there are no fossils of Australopithecus or any other primate stock in the proper alleged time frame to serve as evolutionary ancestors to humans. In summary, the fossil record and ancient history effectively falsify the hypothesis of macroevolution of humans. Man first appeared on the scene as fully formed man, just as the Bible unequivocally states. Creation is the best scientific explanation of the fossil record, end of quotes. In the same Acts and Facts publication, geneticist Dr. Jeffrey P. Tompkins writes under the feature heading, More DNA Evidence Against Human Chromosome Fusion. Evolution is a 19th century speculation. Darwin knew nothing about chromosomes, DNA, or genes. During the 20th century, secular scientists developed genetic models that attempted to support Darwinian concepts. But modern genetics, based on actual DNA sequence, demonstrates these models are wholly untenable, showing evolution could not have occurred. It's time to place the human-chimp fusion speculation in the graveyard alongside the myths of junk DNA, beneficial mutations, and dozens of others unsubstantiated evolutionary theories, End of quote. Over and over again, God's word is unwittingly vindicated by today's microbiologists, paleontologists, geologists, archaeologists, by medical science, various other scientific disciplines, ancient history, societal records, and so much more. The most amazing pronouncements in God's word have been and are continually being confirmed. Those who mock God's truth have a biblically defined syndrome called the deceivableness of unrighteousness syndrome, or douse. Consider a few defining verses. 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Romans chapter 1, 21 through 28, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn then their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. FDS or douse, lines are being drawn and decisions are being made. God said, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 through 21, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Man said, Christianity is a delusional religion that has no basis in truth and is confessed by the uneducated and easily led. Now you have the record.